This news update is brought to you by the Discover Card. A top Northwest Airlines official said today the company is committed to building jet maintenance bases in northeastern Minnesota and will submit a concrete proposal to the state by March 15th. Congressman Colin Peterson says it will be the end of January at the earliest before he decides whether to run for the U.S. Senate. Peterson says he's trying to gauge how much money and support he would have for a Senate campaign. Ramsey County Attorney Tom Foley said today he will not seek re-election in 1994 to the post he's held for the past 15 years. Foley, a DFLer, has indicated he may run for the U.S. Senate next year or take an appointment in the Clinton administration. Next, the five-day forecast. For news and weather plus talk shows that inform and entertain, it's WCCO News Talk 830.
In searching for the ideal credit card, there are certain features you'd expect to find, like no annual fee, a competitive interest rate, and if it truly were ideal, it would pay you back with cash. Does such a credit card exist? Of course. It's the Discover Card, featuring no annual fee, low interest rates through our Smart Rate program, and a cashback bonus award up to 1% paid yearly based on annual purchases. Add it all up and you'll find it pays to Discover. The card that pays you back.
Discover Card invites you to meet Olympic ice skating medalist Scott Hamilton Wednesday afternoon, December 15th, 4:30 to 5:30. This special personal appearance will be held at the Bloomington Target store at 494 and Penn. Scott is just one of the many world-class skaters appearing in the spectacular Discover Card Stars on Ice show, coming to the Target Center January 12th. For tickets, just call Ticketmaster. Don't miss meeting Scott Hamilton and make plans now to attend the Discover Card Stars on Ice show. Discover Card, a member of the Novus Network.
I'm going to Hollywood for James St. James in a minute or so. First of all, we're in the WCCO weather room on Cannon. Here's Karen Falloon. Anything new, my dear?
Not a whole lot. Okay. We're just trying to figure out when all of this rain is going to change over to snow. That's basically the problem for today, is determining when the changeover is going to happen. But the temperatures have been holding steady right around 32, 33 all afternoon. They should fall off into the 20s here now in the late afternoon hours, and it should change over. Winds will be northwest at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Tonight through tomorrow, light snow likely, and there could still be some freezing rain thrown in there. Low near 26 tonight and a high tomorrow around 29, and then another chance of snow, say, toward the end of the week. Currently on the radar, the area of rain and freezing rain and sleet, it is increasing over southern and central Minnesota. Still east of a line from Redwood Falls to St. Cloud, it does extend into western Wisconsin, and it is moving to the north. So, and it is increasing over the metro area as well. Here in the Twin Cities with light rain, it's 33 degrees. Right now, the time is 3:34 at your official station for winter weather information, WCCO News Talk 830.
This is Cannon. It's time again to take another call on our WCCO Santa anonymous phone. If you'd like to pledge to give a gift, our child this hour is an 11-year-old boy. The gift we would like you to buy is a radio-controlled car. The WCCO Santa anonymous phone number is 370-0928. 370-0928. Steve Enk is waiting to take your call. Thank you for sharing and making this a special Christmas for all children in the Twin Cities. We are going to Hollywood, California now for our Gab Fest with James St. James.
Hello, Steve-O.
Say,
hello, buddy.
How are you, my man? I was checking the ratings,
yeah.
And this is kind of interesting. Maybe you know it, perhaps our listeners don't, but after a week's R&R, Dave Letterman comes back to CBS tonight.
Yep.
And guess what?
What?
He trounced Leno all last week, and Leno was live.
I know it. They are really upset over at NBC because they thought maybe Jay Leno could make some... You know, it kind of makes some
hey.
Pick up some ground on Letterman. It didn't work. Letterman,
don't you remember that old saying, make hay while the sun shines?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the sun was shining, but it didn't work. I'll tell you, David Letterman's really got a hold on that time market right now. And it looks like if NBC wants to do something special, they're going to have to really do something completely different. I don't mean get rid of Jay Leno, but they're going to have to really retool his approach to that show. It isn't working. And, you know, I told you that months ago. That
I know you did.
I think one of the big problems, and I have, please hear me when I say this, I think they're the best group of musicians you can find in Hollywood, but they are not, they're just not, it doesn't work. The chemistry isn't there with his band.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he just, I guess everybody misses Johnny Carson more than we ever thought we would.
You know, Conan O'Brien, that show is deadly.
Oh, yeah.
It is really deadly.
Yeah, that's a...
In New Yorker magazine, they've got a fellow named James Wolcott who reviews television.
Yeah.
And he... See, I'm normally not watching those late-night shows, and perhaps you are. But he was bemoaning the fact that there's a dearth of talent now that does real comedy on television. He says it's all kind of like MTV, kind of real relaxed and a throwaway thing. And he says even Saturday Night Live now, he says they don't have the people there that are really doing shtick like they used to, like with Belushi and some of these people. And he says, and now they're bringing these people from Saturday Night Live over on Conan O'Brien's show because the producer produces both of them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he said it makes even his show duller.
Well, you know, I think the problem with Saturday Night Live is it's just every character is doing the exact same character every week.
That's exactly what this fellow said.
Did he say that? Okay.
Exactly. He said they don't branch out. It's not funny.
Yeah. There is absolutely no creativity anymore over
That's
there.
That's right.
You know, like you say, when they had Aykroyd and Belushi and, you know, the list goes on, every week was something different. I mean, sure, they had their little characters that they used on a, you know, you'd see them every now and then, but at least they would try something different.
And, you know, Belushi was heavy, and his kind of, when he did things that took advantage of his girth, you know, or disadvantage of it, you laughed with him.
Sure.
Well, now that one fellow that gets on the floor and laughs, that kind of heavy-set guy, not funny.
Yeah, and you don't laugh with him.
Against him.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I think Saturday Night Live is in trouble. For the first time ever, they are in big trouble. Switching gears for a second, have you heard the big news coming out of the Mall of America? It looks like NBC, it's a definite go. They're going to launch a daytime, hour-long, Monday through Friday home shopping show from the Mall of America.
Yeah, I was hip to that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's exciting.
Yep.
You know, this is that interactive television that they have talked about for years, and it's really starting to happen.
What do you mean by that?
Well, where you sit in your armchair there at home, and you can basically do your Christmas shopping.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking decent stores. We're talking Nordstrom. We're talking Bloomingdale's, B. Dalton.
Macy's.
Oshman's. You know, we're talking high-caliber stores.
Mm-hmm.
And it is going to come to the point, Steve, you just push a couple of buttons, and it'll be on your doorstep tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. But to get the Mall of America involved, I think that's really a plus. No question about that.
I tuned in a half hour last night of Gypsy with Bette Midler. I was disappointed. I couldn't stay with it, Jimbo. I turned over the Packer game against San Diego.
Okay, well, of course. Yeah, you guys had that big game, didn't you? The Packers and the...
Yeah, but still, I just couldn't watch it.
I told you Friday?
Yeah.
I said that Bette Midler, I mean, it's the role she could really sink her teeth into, but that's it.
Yeah.
That's all they had was her. And I'll tell you, the last hour of that thing, to me, really dragged. And they could have done a really good movie in 2 hours. I think it would have been an excellent movie. But they took that third hour, and they lost everything they had. Now, she did a good job, and I guarantee you she'll be up for an Emmy, and she'll probably win an Emmy.
I forgot to ask you on Friday, Jimbo, whether you saw Geronimo yet.
Yeah, I was disappointed.
Were you?
I didn't care for it. It's a beautiful movie to see. It was filmed up in, I think, Utah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's gorgeous. It's like a river runs through it, you know, that movie. You remember, every scene looks like a postcard. But as far as the rest of the movie goes, they didn't really want to take a, you know, no pun intended here, they didn't want to take a stand.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't, you know, you didn't know. The story just, to me, never really, really took hold, and really, they don't direct you, and they more or less, you got to sit back and decide for yourself, which is okay, but I like to know the names of the players, you know, that kind of a thing?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean by that? To me, it just never really kicked in.
Gene Hackman, what was his role like? Is he any good?
Well, you know, Gene Hackman plays kind of lately the same role. I hate
all
to say
time,
it, but... he plays that gruff kind of a character who, you know, you better not cross, and it's okay. I was disappointed in it.
Can you hang on a minute?
Sure.
The Cat and Mess here at WCCO at 20 minutes to 4, and our temperature is 33. And I'm here with Morgan Mundane for our friends at Glass Service Company.
Yes, that's right. When you get your auto glass replaced by Big George at the Glass Service Company, you get either a free box of steaks or, just for the holidays, a free turkey.
Not only that, Morg, but Glass Service Company will donate a second turkey to charity this holiday season, too. That's right. And as always, Big George and the folks at Glass Service Company offer only the best in service and quality. Glass Service will come out to your home or business during hours that are convenient to you and even bill your insurance company. So what do you think, Morg?
Well, you get the best of everything. Quality products, excellent service, and a free box of steaks or a turkey. Plus, someone less fortunate gets to enjoy a holiday turkey dinner, too.
So tell them.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it, folks. But if it is, call Glass Service Company.
In St. Paul, call 644-5040. In Minneapolis, call 788-9037. Glass Service Company is open from 7 to 5:30 Monday through Friday. They'll do the best job for you on your automobile glass, and they give you the free turkeys or the steaks. And tell them Cannon sent you in on Morgan Mundane. I've got 19 now before 4 o'clock. We'll get back to James St. James in a moment. I want to say that Janet from Maplewood promised to buy the toy we wanted on Santa Anonymous in our last call.